AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Mexico, authorities now say at least 73 people died in the government's attempt to capture the leader of a notorious cartel known for trafficking fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine to the U.S. and for staging brazen attacks against Mexican government officials. Megan Janetsky has more.
We're here just outside of the Mexican state of Jalisco's capital, Guadalajara, which is marked by a surge of violence following the capture of one of the most feared cartel leaders in the country. The Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación responded violently and burned buses and other vehicles, blockading roads and bringing the state and many other Mexican states to a standstill. This capture was part of larger efforts by the government of Claudia Sheinbaum to crack down on cartels and effectively offset pressures by the Trump administration.
British police have arrested Peter Mandelson, a former UK ambassador to the US, in a misconduct probe stemming from his ties with Jeffrey Epstein. The investigation centers on documents that suggest Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein. He's not facing allegations of sexual misconduct. It Donahue reports Nick Reiner pleaded not guilty in a Los Angeles court today.
He's charged with the stabbing deaths of his parents, director and actor Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, in December.
Yes, for the record, Your Honor, the people have turned over to the defense the larger bulk of discovery. We are still awaiting word from the coroner's office that they've completed the autopsy report. Soon as we get it, we'll turn it over from the defense, as well as any other discovery that comes in.
Police have said nothing about possible motives. Prosecutors have not decided whether to seek the death penalty. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day for stocks amid renewed concern over President Trump's tariffs. The Dow plunged 821 points, or 1.7%. The S&P sank 1%, the Nasdaq 1.1%. On Saturday, Trump said he was boosting his new tariffs to 15%. This is AP News. The Northeast hit by a blizzard. Julie Walker's been out in it.
Here in New York City, snowplows try to keep up. The Northeast dealing with a nor'easter. Blizzard warnings up and down the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima.
This is quite a nor'easter. I mean, on a scale that we don't see very often around these parts. And we certainly are no strangers to nor'easters.
Some parts of New York City got more than a foot of snow. Residents like Trey Story trying to keep up with the shoveling.
The snow's wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat.
Matthew Wykowiak also out shoveling.
People need to adjust, but that's what New Yorkers do.
Also dealing with the snow and more than 2 feet of it in some areas. Residents in New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. And that snow causing school closures, power outages, travel delays, airline cancellations, and all kinds of other weather-related issues. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.